Okay, let's begin with Baba Basra, Daf Pei Tes, and we are on Pei Ches Amabez, a couple of lines from the bottom, as we continue here in the fifth parak of Maseches Baba Basra. We go to Amar Rabbi Levi. Amar Rabbi Levi, we just quoted the Rabbi Levi regarding Gezel Hedyot and Gezel Gavoa, that ironically, Gezel Hedyot might be even more chamor than Gezel Gavoa, stealing from my friend, might be more chamor than stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We didn't mention the Ben Yehoyada mentions on the daf that it could be that every Gezel Hedyot has a Gezel Gavoa within it. That's why it's more chamor. Every time I steal from my friend, I'm really stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, we remember the Gemara in Baba Kama, the difference between Geneva and Gezela, that Geneva is not being mashvek fod kono, Lekvod Adam, right? I don't think I'm more scared of people than I am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Gezel Hedyot itself might have both, and that's why it might be more chamor than Gezel Gavoa. But either way, the Gemara says it's based on Psukim. But we continue now with the next statement of Rabbi Levi. Yama Rabbi Levi, Bo Re'e Shalo Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when he acts, he's not like a Basav Adam acts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Birech Yisrael Be'eser Mishtayim V'Kilon Bishmona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave a bracha to Klal Yisrael, he gave a bracha with 22 letters, with all the letters of the Aleph Beis. Eser Mishtayim, which always means a complete unit. And from start to finish, from A to Z, that's what the entire Aleph Beis means. Birchan Basar Mishtayim, he blessed them with 22. Where do you see he blessed them with 22? I'm sorry, I skipped. V'kilon Bishmona, and he cursed them only with 8 letters when he spoke about the curses. So where is this? Birchan Basar Mishtayim, Me'im Bechukosai Ad Komamiyus. So if we look at the Tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai, the first letter of the Tochacha is Im. Im. Beginning of Bechukosai, the brachos up into Komamius, so the first letter is Aleph, the last letter is Taf. Not that there are 22 letters, but if we look at the first and the last letter, it's as if the Torah is telling us from Aleph to Taf are all the brachos. The Kilalon Bishmona, and the Klalos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave is only 8. Why? May Vim Bechukosai Timasu Ad Veschukosai Go'ala Nafsham. So you see, it goes from Vav to Mem. So that's much shorter in terms of the letters, and that's why it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives so much bracha and less klala. What does it mean that, obviously we know that if we look at the quantity of the psukim, the tochacha is much longer than the amount of time that the Torah spends on the bracha. So says the Maharsha here, because again, it's impossible for Hashem to write all of the bracha that he wants to give us. It's impossible. It would have taken up, you know, an infinite number, like we write in Akdamas, right? It's infinite. So, says the Imar Shah, Hashem wrote something a little bit, a tamsis, a little summary from Aleph to Taf, as if to say, this is just a symbol, this is just a little of what really is out there. And that's why, though in the Torah it is quantitatively smaller, but really symbolically it symbolizes much more than what is written. Says the Maharsha, right here on the Gemara, the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida tova meruba midas peronis v'lachach bebrachos me'alif v'atof shein chaf bezosios l'rameis shebirchon b'kol ma shape yuchal adaber v'chaf bezosios v'abrachos adeskar me'alif din b'chukosai atof tekom amius einon ela brachos klolios. That's the general. Aval hapratim lo nizkeru. But he didn't say all the details. Ki ef shalahazkir viprat mashapeh yuchalo daber bebrachos b'chaf bezosios. It's impossible. That's why he just says aleph to taf, as if to say that it's everything. It's all inclusive. Seches brachos. Aval haklalos einon ela beches osios mi vav ad mem. But by the klalos, it's only 8 from vav to mem. Devadai hapeh yuchalo daber kol haklalos. But the klalos, that's much more finite and much more limited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his midah peronis is small, and therefore, so to speak, smaller, and that's why it is symbolized by only a number of letters. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Parshas B'chukosai. We also know Aleph Tetav from Maseches Brachos, right? We know how Aleph Tetav symbolizes everything from beginning to end, right? We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that. At least David HaMelech did. That's why we know that we say Ashrei every day. Why do we pick Ashrei out of all of the Prakim that we could use to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with? So the Gemara says in Brachos Dav Dalet, as we know, in the name of Amar Balazar Rabbi Avina, Kol HaOmer Tehillah LaDavid B'chol Yom Shalosh Pa'amim Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. Anybody who says Tehillah LaDavid, which is Ashrei, what we call Ashrei, three times a day, the Rambam says it's with the Halalukas, it's not just Ashrei, even though we don't say the Halalukas later, we don't say that three times a day, at least we say at the beginning, says the Gemara Ben Olam Haba. My timer, why do we pick that parak of Tehillim? Is it because that it has the Aleph Beis, Neima Ashrei Timimei Derech, the Asiya B'Tvinya Ampin? Say Kuf Yotes. It will be longer, but that has the Aleph Beis 8 times. So why if it's just, but what's the symbol of the Aleph Beis? The Meshech Chachma writes at the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai, that Aleph Tetav symbolizes the complete unit. And the Marsha is saying the infinite unit, because you can't say more than that. That's every letter that we could formulate. The Gemara says, so why don't you say Kuf Yates? Because it also has Poseiches Yadecha, which is a very unique pasuk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds the world, and plus the Aleph Beis. And no other parak has Poseiches Yadecha and that's why we pick that parak to say 3 times. So back to the Gemara. So when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so much bracha, right? He's Mevarechas with 22, and Kilalon B'Shmona. But, second to last line, V'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, in Parshas Kisavo, that's on the formulation of the Torah Kisavo, V'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu, Birchan Bishmona, V'kilon Besser Mishtayim, the opposite. Birchan Bishmona, why? It's only 8, the Brachos, Mi, V'haya Im Shemoa Tishma, the Vav, Va'ad La'avdam, Vav Tmem, just in the brachos. V'kilon v'asim v'shtayim mi v'haya im lo tishma ad v'ein koneh. Then it goes from vav all the way around back to hey. So it's all of the letters of the Aleph Beis in the klalos. Therefore we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is unlike midah of Basar V'dam, even if that Basar V'dam is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Marsha again, in the first part of the piece that we just read, discusses how did Moshe change? You know, if Hashem says something and Mishneh Torah is kind of a repeat, right? So why did Moshe Rabbeinu change the Torah from Vayikra? So the Marsha explains, but it's really based on the Ramban there in Parshas B'chukosai, that there's a big difference between, wasn't just a repeat. It's a big difference between the tochacha of Bichukosai and the tochacha of Kisavo. And there's a different purpose of each one, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to change it. Why is one, why is the Torah's Kohanim, why is Bichukosai written in Lashon Rabim, while Kisavo is written in Lashon Yachid? The Betar, Osa Chibetar's Kohanim says the Marsha, Ne'emru Balashan Rabim, Sheheim Alchet Rabim, Sha'adayim B'mitzvah Sarsinai, Lonas Chayvu Rabim, Alchet Yachid, Ad Arvos Moav, Arvos. There was only Arvos later on. Kol Yisrael Arivim Zelazeh starts, we know, as Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. So when they went in, that's where everybody was responsible for every other person's chet. That's why it switches to Lashon Yachid there in Kisavo. But in Bichukosai, it was only everybody was responsible for sins of the Tzibur, not for the sins of the Yachid. Right? That's what we mentioned in the past. The Mefarshim explained why Yeshua ben Nun thought he was just copying Moshe Rabbeinu when he made the Cherem after by Yericho, and Achan took from the spoils, and it led to tragedy. What was the problem? Moshe Rabbeinu did that. Right in the Bizman HaTorah by Sichon, by Og, when he also was machrim. The answer is because earlier there wasn't a concept of arvos, so one person's sin wasn't going to affect all of Klal Yisrael. But here, Klal Yisrael Reim Zalazeh, Achan takes from the spoils, all of Klal Yisrael have to pay for it, and that's why there was a big difference. That's why it says the Marsha here too. The difference between the klalos of the Torah, B'Torah's Kohanim, and the klalos in Mishneh Torah, that's why Moshe changed it. The Ramban expands a little further, obviously a couple hundred years before, and he says, bias Rishon and bias Sheni. That's the difference between the different tochachas. Says the Ramban in Bichukosai, Vida the Havain. You shall know and you shall understand. Ki ha'olos ha'ele yirmezu l'galos Rishon. The first klalos allude to galos Rishon. And he says that he quotes from different psukim, Avodah Zarah referred to, Fiskir Bohem Bamos, Vachamanim, Vigilulim, Kihayu of the Avodah Zarah, Vaosim Kal Haraos. Vashimosi is Mikdash Shechem, Valoriach, Varechni Chochachem. That's referring to Mikdash Rishon. He goes through other psukim as well. The Shvitas are going to be Batel Vachulu. Imkin Davar Baruhu, Shalagalas, Ahudi Berakasuf, Fihistakal Od, Beinian Haguulam Ibenu, She'enu Mavtiach, Raksha Yizkar Bris Avos, Ubischira Saaretz. Right, what does it say at the end of the cosine? Zachadi is Pisi Yaakov, Avas Pisi Yitzchak, Vaharetz Eskar. Vloshe Yimchol Avonam, Vyislak Khatasam, Vyosef Avasam, Vikibikedem. Vloshe Yasov es Nitrehem. Doesn't say about Kibbutz Galios. Right, there was a Kibbutz Galios by Bayis Sheni. Right, only 43,000 Jews came back with Ezra. Right, it wasn't more. None of that is discussed in Bukhukosai. Yirmaz the Galus Rishon. Aval Abrisha v'Mishta Torah. He switches Yirmaz the Galusenu Ze Ulegeula Shenigal Mimenu. But when it comes to Kisavo, that's this galus. Kiistakal nutchila shlo nir moshav keitz v'ketzav. It doesn't say at the end what's going to happen. It ends off on a low. V'ein koneh. Nobody's going to want to acquire us. V'lo iftiach b'geula raktala osa b'tshuva. It just related it to tshuva. V'lo hizkir ba'avera sahem sheyasu asherim v'chamanim. V'sheyavdu avodah. It doesn't mention avodah zara. It just says we're going to be reject the mitzvos. Lishmar lasos kol mitzvos of chukosav. Ki b'pnei sheyavru aksas mitzvos of shelo yishmeru v'yasu as kulam ye'anshu shekein hoya b'bayisheni. And that's what he quotes the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes about sinas chinam. V'lo hizkir sham hamikdash v'reach lichoach kashrizkir kan shelo yisa eish yoredes. There wasn't an eish anyway during bayisheni v'chulu. And he continues, and that's why he says the Ramban there is a difference between the two, and he continues and writes more, but also relates to this marsha of the difference between the tochacha in the Mishnah Torah and the tochacha in the Torah's Kohanim, and why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to switch it. One other ha'ara, once we're talking about the tochacha, there is what Moshe Feinstein calls a minhag ta'us. Right, we know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that we're supposed to read the Tochacha the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, and the Shabbos before Shavuos. That was Takanas Ezra. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Tav Chav Ches, which is the most thin volume of the Mishnah Berurah, the end of Chelek Dalet, after Hilchas Erevin, is Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, and Laning, Klalos Shebetoras Kohanim, Ein Mafsikin Bahem, you're not allowed to be Mafsik, there's not allowed to make a Hosafa in the middle of the Tochacha, Ela Echad Kore Kulam, Umaschilon Bipsukim Shalafneim, Umisayim Bipsukim Shalachareim, Aval Klalos Shebet Mishnah Torah, Yecholon Lahafsik Bahem, you're allowed to, the minig is not to, says the Rama, Vachain, Nogin. Right, saying we don't make a hosafa, and then the Rama adds, V'cheinogin shelo likros echad bishmo la'alos, elakorin mishayirtze. We don't call the person up by name for the tochacha. Whoever wants to come up and lane it, right, as that was done in the days of old, where the one who got the aliyah was the one who laned. So anyone who knows it, who wants to do it, can come up. Why don't we call the person's name? The Shema Lo Yirtza, says the Mishnah Berurah. Shema Lo Yirtza La Los Ososhe Yikra U V'yavo La Kutz Betochechos. Right, we don't want the person to, you're ascribing and connecting my name to the Tochacha. I'm not interested. The Bir Halacha says, L'chor Mashma B'lashon Zeshe Yomer Ya'amon Misha Yirtza. Sounds like that's what Gabbai should say. Avalon here lechadish in kazesh in lazetam v'chimei noagin kain yosir tov sheish lo mitchila. You ask somebody beforehand. You don't have to say yamam misha yirtza. You, the Gabbai, as this is what's done, right? He just arranges beforehand who's going to get the aliyah, and then that person just comes up by himself. We don't have to say yamod misha yirtza. That's not what's done, says the Bir Halacha. We just arrange it beforehand, and that is the minhag in many shuls. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he quotes what he calls the minhag taus. I was once in a shul that did this, and that is, there's no bracha on the tochacha. The ola does not make a bracha. The balkore, the person who got the previous aliyah, says the bracha shela achareha, and then the balkore just opens up, and reads the Tochacha without a bracha on it. Ramosha says, Chas v'shalom. Ramosha says, it's against everything. You have a part of the Torah that doesn't get a bracha on it? How could that be? Ramosha writes this in Orach Chaim, Chelik Beis, Simalam, and Hei. B'dvar shebe'ezah b'komos, nogin shekornas ha-tochachos, shebe'chukosai v'kisavo, below brachos. Hu minag ta'us. Ramosha doesn't say this that often. That there's a minog that he does not defend at all. He just says it's wrong. Minog tos for asur lisnaikein ki asur likros patora betzibur af pasik echad below bracha viharbe brachos yaseros beetzem tignu bazem mishum gzera dechshash rachok shem yomer she bracha patora shal lebel fanaha. Right, you read the Gemara in Megillah, it's unbelievable. Right, it used to be there was one bracha before the first aliyah and one bracha after the last aliyah. But why does every ola get a bracha? Because we're nervous if somebody walks in late. They will not have heard the bracha shalafaneha. Oh, maybe you don't have to make a bracha before you read the Torah. Maybe they'll leave early. Maybe you don't have to make a bracha afterwards. So because of the chshash rachok, that people will think that there's no bracha on part of the Torah, we have trillions and zillions of extra brachos on the Torah because of that chshash rachok. And you're telling me, says Rav Moshe, that you're actually going to have part of the Torah without getting a bracha on it? Chas v'shalom, says Rav Moshe. It can't be. And he continues. He says, Godel ha'iser mi likro b'torah b'lo bracha d'lefaneh v'lachareha v'yavshev kvar birech birchas ha'torah b'boker. Right, even if you've said it, doesn't matter. Right, you have to repeat it. And therefore, he says, it should be mevata, that minog should be mevuto if there's any shtibol that has such a minog, because this is against everything. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So that was a little bit about the Tochacha. That was brought in because of Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi spoke relating to the Onshen Shalmidos and the difficulty and the Chomer Hachet of one who does not keep proper weights and measures. So we'll get back to that soon. But now let's get back to what the Mishnah said. So the third line now. Makam Shagul Lamud Bagasa V'chulu. The Mishnah had quoted that if the Minog in a certain place is to use Gasa measurements, you can't use Daka measurements, and vice versa. Larger measures and smaller measures. Simin, this mnemonic is relating to all the prices that we're about to talk about. Ein ma'ainim ein gochim ba'agra damin u'belitra shlosh asar nefesh mishkolos v'machi gava losasu lo yasa. Good. Mitan rabanon minayin shein mochkin b'makam shegochin ein gochim b'makam shemochkin. How do I know that if the minog is to give a flat measure, a level measure, I cannot give a heaping measure? Or vice versa. I can't switch. Even Rashi has on the second line, at Rashbam, afilu machil kone. Even if one of the parties is mochel, it's okay. You can give me a level one, even though I deserve the heaping. Or the seller says, I'll give you a heaping, it's okay. No, if there's a minhug, you're not supposed to do that. Why? Because it's gonna be marisayin, Rashi says, but it's gonna be based on a pasuk. But we shouldn't do things because people are gonna look and it's gonna just mess up the practices. Tam b'loma, you wanna give him a present afterwards? That's fine. But in the act of transaction, one shouldn't give more or less. Tamalomar, Eifa Shlema. Right? Eifa Shlema, it has to be complete, it has to be perfect. And obviously, if there was no Mechila, then you're ripping somebody off. But this is, even if there was Mechila, it shouldn't be done. Right? Rashbam says on the fourth line, Shema Yiru Osan Achirim V'yomru Ka Chaminhag. Right, they'll think that that's the minhag. V'yirama halokeach es amocher, or amocher es halokeach. V'alak alamimer debalo machal mayri. Right, you can't say something about without mechila because that would just be mamish stealing. Right, even with mechila, it shouldn't be done because it could lead to problems. All right, we see here interesting that there's a svara of maris ayin given for the limud of the pasuk. Right, it's not one or the other. The pasuk is gzeres hakasav. It looks like. In the Gemara, no, it's based on this svar. Uminayin, continuing. Shim Amar Hareini Mochek B'Makam Shegodshin Ulafachos Lomin Adamim. How about, you know, I'll give you a level one, and I'll take off some of the price. I mean, usually I sell you 100 for a heaping, so I'll only charge you 95, and I'll give you a level one. That's also not allowed to. Or the opposite. V'Hareini Godesh B'Makam Shemochekin Ulahosif Lal Adamim. Right, I'll give you more, and you'll pay more for it. In one act, minayin she'ein shomin lo. How do you know that you don't listen? Amalomar efa shlema v'tzedek yelacha. Right, not just that you have to have measures, you have to have complete, you have perfect, you have to have measures that you can't. This also could lead to ramos, says the Rashbam, and therefore some will see the medida, they won't see the extra money, they won't see the less money, and therefore we do not get involved in this. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, if you want to in the, all this the siman about all of these issues in Reish Lamed Aleph. In Choshen Mishpat, he talks about Ksiv lo tasu avel b'mishpat b'amida b'mishkol v'amsura, quoting the psukim in Kiseitze, and he says, "What does it say? Look at the end of that pasuk: Ki toavas Hashem elokecha kol ose eile, kol ose avel, v'kara hatora toeva ka'arayos, d'chsiv behu toeva, v'chein amar Shlomo Hamelach alav Hashalom, mozne mirma toavas Hashem, ma'od ma'od ifliko chazal bonesh hazeh." Ad she'amru, kasha oncha shomidos, be'oncha shalarayis. He quotes our Gemara. The Aruch HaShulchan is emphasizing the chamor hachet here. He says the word to'eva is used by, regarding those who misuse weights and measures and rip people off even though the person, doesn't, or especially because the person doesn't realize. He doesn't, though, go into the exact wording. We mentioned this in Navi Shir this week. Those who listen to, the Shir Min Yeshayo, the Torah uses the word to'eva, an abomination, by various averos. But by almost all of them, the word to'eva is not referring to the person. It's either referring to the act or referring to the item involved. Avodah Zarah is called to'eva when somebody violates the Isra of Avodah Zarah. The act of Mishkav Zachar is called to'eva, right? The act of Machzer Grushaso is called to'eva. But the person in those cases are not called to'eva. When is the person called to'eva? Right here. Right here. To'avas Hashem kol ose eila. By weights and measures, by ripping people off, where the Torah, the Gemara here emphasizes, it goes through every detail. That's called to'eva. Going behind the back, as we mentioned yesterday from the Netziv, because maybe that's a bechina of Avodah Zarah. Maybe that's a bechina of being kofar, because I don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take care of my parnasa. I have to go to illegal and non-halachic ways to get parnasa. That's called to'avat Hashem. In the Navi, the Ovid Avodah Zarah is also called to'eva. The Torah calls the actual Avodah Zarah, the idol, to'eva, but in the Nevi'im, Yishayo, calls the Ovid Avodah Zarah a to'eva. So it's used differently if we look closely at all of the different psukim where the word to'eva comes up. In Torah, in Navi, it's used differently by in the context of various sins. But again, the Aruch HaShulchan here emphasizes the centrality and the importance and the significance, right? We even know, you know, what's the first pasuk we're going to be asked, right? Shabbos Laman Aleph, Nasata v'Natata be'emuna. That's the first question that we're going to be asked, and therefore we have to make sure that we act properly regarding this. And then the Aruch HaShulchan says, Ulevada onesh hanor ba'olam ha'emes, anshu ba'olam hazeh, shelo yatzliach v'nechasav yechol timayon. V'nirash lehefech mishem mitzamis b'midos mishkolos emes. Right, you know, it gets schar if somebody has acts properly, then they're going to get schar and olam hazeh and olam haba. And therefore, we have to be extra careful regarding this issue of weights and measures, both lera and letov. You have Mosnei tzedek v'avnei tzedek and the isurim involved as well. Okay, let's continue. But that Aruch HaShulchan and that idea of the how to'eva is used, which is such a deep message that we have to realize in this context, has to do with this whole daf of Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Fourth wide line. Tana Rabbanan minayin she'ein ma'ainin b'makam she'machriin ve'ein machriin b'makam she'ma'ainin. You're not allowed to ma'ainin. We had yesterday in the Mishnah ayin ba'ayin or. That means equal, not tilting it at all. So if the minog is to tilt it in favor of the koneh, one is not allowed to be not tilted in a place where it's usually tilted, and not one is not allowed to tilt it in a place where it's usually not tilted. Tamalomar even shlema uminayshim amar hareini ma'ayin b'makam shemachriin ulafachos lo min adamim. As we just suggested, also I'm going to have it equal. I'm going to give it make the scales exactly equal, not tilt, and I'm going to take off. I'm going to make it pay less ulafachos lo min adamim. Or the opposite, v'hareini machriya b'makam shema'ainin ula hosef lo al adamim she'ain shomin lo. How do you know that we don't listen? Tam b'lomar even shleim avat tzedek. As we said, gzeras akasiv slash also leading to issues of maris ayin and inappropriate thoughts of what the minag is, both of those are asr. Period. Amar Rav Yehuda misura lo yia lecha b'veischa. So the pashas of that pasuk is you have to keep reading the pasuk. Lo yeh lecha beveischa eifa veifa. You have to keep reading. But the Gemara darshins, even putting the comma, in a different place. Ma tam mishum eifa veifa. Lo yeh lecha beveischa. You're not gonna have in your house. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away some parnasa. Why? Because you have eifa ve'eifa, because you have different measurements to trick people. You're not going to have in your pocket because of Evan ve'Evan. So that's darshaning it on a deeper level. Aval, Evan, Shlema, Vatzedek, Yielacha. But rather you should have, righteous and perfect measures, Yielacha. Again, we darshan, Eifa, Shlema, Vatzedek, Yielacha. If you have Shlema, Vatzedek, if you have proper weights and measures, and nothing in my house that can be used to trick people, then I will have Yielacha, both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba, as we just, learned. Period. Tana Rabbana, we still darshan more. There's an extra phrase of Yielacha. So what is that? Teach me, you shall have Milamed Shema'amidin Agardimin Lamidos Ve'amidin Agardimin L'sha'arim. We, Bezdin, this is a mitzvah upon Bezdin, to appoint Agardimin, to appoint officers and people who check to make sure people don't have inappropriate weights and measures, Lamidos Ve'amidin Agardimin L'sha'arim, and not to, there is no need to appoint Agardimin for Sha'arim for price gouging, because if somebody just charges a higher price, that people will just go to the people who have the lower price, the sellers. So that's going to be something that fixes itself. But in terms of the weights and measures, nobody knows what's behind people's closed doors, and therefore we have to have appointees. Right? Rashbam says, Agardamin, Abezdin Kamazir. The Pasuk is talking to Bezdin. V'kra Yisera Kadarish. Right? The Pasuk is darshening an extra phrase in the Pasuk of Yilacha. Agardamin Mamune Lahalkos Vila'anosh Ma'avse Hamidos. Right, not only to find, but to punish, lahalkos velanosh, to give lashes and to punish, ma'avse amidos, those who inappropriately have weights and measures that are not fair. Let's just continue, and then we'll comment about this. The house of the Nasi, you know, they made these appointees, even for the sharm, even for the price gouging. Actually, stop there for a moment. The Yerushalmi asks a question here. It's not exactly clear what the Yerushalmi means here, whether it's a question, whether it's an answer. Rav Asher Weiss, I once heard him say in one of his shiurim that he finds the Yerushalmi a lot more open for interpretation, because we don't have the Rishonim of Rashi and Tosfos and the regular Rishonim on the Yerushalmi, so there's a lot more flexibility. So if we have a Gemara and we have the four interpretations of the Gemara based on the Rishonim, it's hard and impossible and irresponsible for anyone, any Achron even, to give a different interpretation of the Gemara after Rashi and Tosfos and the Chachmei Sfarad. No, you have Yechidei Skula, sometimes the Vilna Gaon would do it, but otherwise not. But the Yerushalmi, we don't have the Rishonim on. So that's why there's a lot more flexibility in interpretation. Obviously, we have the great Achronim, the Pnei Moshe, the Maraponim, but here, the Yerushalmi quotes on our Mishnah. Is it a question? Is it a pshat? Mikan Amru Chacham, after quoting this, he says, Chayev Lachria Lo Tefach, Ksiv Mosei Tzedek Avnei Tzedek. Mikan Amru Chachamim, Kol Mitzvah Shematen Tzchara Betzida, Ein Bezdin Muzharen Aleha. The Ein Bezdin Ne'enoshin Aleha. Any mitzvah that has the schar written into it, so then Bezdin isn't mazir and isn't manish. That's Gemara in Chulin, that we know, that whenever there's a schar that's written next to a mitzvah, that Bezdin doesn't force. Bezdin doesn't force. Bezdin forces the concept of kofin by a mitzvah saseh. That's only by mitzvahs where the Torah does not mention the reward. But if the Torah mentions the reward, so then Bezdin doesn't have to force. Why? Because memela, you don't do the mitzvahs and then you're not going to get the reward, right? You know yourself. You're not going to have to, you don't need any external stimuli in order to cause you to do the mitzvah. That's the rule we know from the Gemara in Maseches Chulin. The problem is right here. So the Yerushalmi maybe is asking something. Is the Yerushalmi saying, this is a Gzeres HaKasav because it's against the normal rule? Because the Torah here says they're going to get Arichas Yomim with proper weights and measures. So it says the Schar. So Yerushalmi just points out that issue. What the Yerushalmi is trying to say is not clear. Remember, we last discussed this back 81 days ago, back on Daf Ches. Right, the Gemara in the first parak, where we had the dafim about staka in the first parak, the Gemara there quoted that there was a story of one of the Amoraim that forced the other one in a context of staka. Ach ve l'Rav Nasan, right? He was forced Rav Nasan, right? One of the Amoraim forced on the Chesim Abeis. So the Whereas the Lashon, I'm not going to read it inside, says, Mamashkin al Staka, Bechulu. But anyway, Tosfos here discussed this problem. Tosfos gave 3-4 answers. How can you force on Staka? Staka also has Schar written in the Torah. V'yim Tomar, V'ar Perakal Abasar, Omar, call Mitzvah Zaseh Shema'an and Schar B'tzida, Ein Besen Shalmata Musharin Aleha. V'gavit Staka, K'siv, Ki Pasoach, Tiftachas Yadchalo, Ki B'glal Adavar Azeh Yivarecha, Hashem Elokecha. So how can you force by Staka? Right, the same issue that the Rishalmi seems to bring up here. How can you force by weights and measures? We appoint these agardamin, and the Rashbam says that they hit, and they force, and they punish. So Tosfos gives many different answers there. Some of them would apply here as well. Number one, maybe it just means he was kofahim bitvarim. Va'otirates, tahacha kiblu alayhem shiakufos and agabai. Right, everybody agreed that there should be kfiya ulirinere. The Ri says no. Staka also has a lo saseh. There's not just a mitzvah saseh by staka. There's a lo saseh, lo sa'ame says levavcha, lo sikwa says yadcha. That would apply here too. Right, there's an isser here too. Ula ritzvah nira, and then the ritzvah says, different pshat, all different answers. Rav Elchanan gave another pshat there. But either way, that is an issue that the Yerushalmi brings up here on our Mishnah. Okay, now we get to a little story related to this. Amalei Shmuel Lekarna, says Shmuel Lekarna, I'm sorry, Masechta Shabbos. Amalei Shmuel Lekarna, Puk Tani Luhu, Ma'amid. So Shmuel says to Karna, you know what, go tell everybody, give shir, Puk Tani Luhu, Ma'amid and Agar Demin Lamidos, Ve'en Ma'amid and Agar Demin Lasharim. So Shmuel says to Karna, Darshan, like the first brisa that we had. Nafik V'Darsh Luhu, Karna goes out, and Darshan's just the opposite. Ma'amid and Agar Demin, Bein Lamidos, Bein Lasharim. Right, he goes and does what Shmuel did not tell him to do. Amarle, so when Karna comes back, Shmuel says, Mashimcha, what's your name? He says, what's your name? Karna, my name is Karna. Obviously, he knew his name. He just wanted to have a play on words on what he's about to say. Tepek le Karna be'ene, Shmuel curses him. I told you what to say. You went exactly against what I just said. There should be a horn that comes out of your eyes. Tepek le Karna be'ene. And what happened? Kachave. Nafik le Karna be'ene. There was a horn that came out of his eye. What kind of horn? Right? The Maseres HaShas here quotes from, it was just like an extra piece of skin, extra piece of flesh. Basar yatsa be'eno. Right? Karen Shalba, he got a little growth near or in his eye. So that's why because he didn't do exactly what was just said. The EU command sovereign, so why did Karna do that? Because he had like the other Tana. Kiyata Amarabi Barbar Chama Rabbi Yitzchak. Ma'amidin Agardamin, Bein Lamidos, Bein Lasharim, Mipnei Haramain. Right? We need it even for those who price gouge because of the Ramain. The Rashbam points out here, the Ben Yoyada also notes that the Gemara in Shabbos Kufches quotes a different reason why Karna got a Karen coming out of his eye. A totally different story. The Gemara there in Shabbos and Daf Kufches, right? The Shmuel and Karna have a Yasvi Aguda Dinar Malka. Shmuel and Karna were at the beach. Not really at the beach. They were on the shore. Chazinu Lamaya to Kadalu Va'achiri. They saw the water that it was, somewhat the waves were huge and there was a murky waters. Armali Shmuel Lakarna. Gava Rabba Kasi Mimarava. Shmuel says to Karna, there's a great rabbi coming from Eretz Yisrael. The chayish b'meyeha, he must have a stomach ache. The kadalu mayalak bule ape kameh, and the water is going up to greet him. Zil toybe akankane, go test him, see which rabbi is coming. So what happened? So Karna goes, and he maybe goes out to sea, and he meets him. Aza ashkechei l'rav, it was Rav. Amar lei, so he starts asking him kashrus. That's why the Gemara here is in Shabbos. Minay shekos in tefillin el agabi arshamei metorah. How do you know you have to use kosher hides for tefillin? Gives him an answer. How do you know Dom is red? Gives him an answer. How do you know Mila is Boso Makam? Gives him an answer. All these different, and he says, he starts asking him kashas, and then he says, Ma Shimcha. And Rav is like having a terrible stomach ache, and he keeps asking him these questions. I just want to get to the shore to go to the bathroom. Right? So he says, Amar Le Ma Shimcha, Karna. Amar Le Ye Rava de Tevig Le Karna Be'ene. Same thing. A carrot should come out of your eye. Lasov, Eili Shmuel, the Basei. Finally, Shmuel brought him into his house. Och, he gave him barley bread. Vekisa Daharsana, Ashke Shichra. Valachmi, he gave him all his food and didn't show him a bathroom because that was somehow to be able to heal his stomach ailments. And Rav was upset. Anyway, that's the Gemara. But either way, you see a whole totally different shot. So the Ben Yoyada says, maybe he had two eyes. Right, he had two eyes. Maybe it was, one in each eye. So the Rashbam here says, you know, maybe it's Hava Hagarim. Right? Sometimes you have two Gemaras. They say, okay, they both, you know, he had one, but they both, caused him. Maybe one made it bigger. But either way, that's the Rashbam. The Ben Yoyada here also talks about, what the symbolism of these, two chronos are. Either way, that's the two stories of Karna having the Karen come out of his eyes. Vayter, Tan Rabbanon. If somebody wants to buy a litra, a certain weight of meat, so you have to give them a weight of meat. Chati litra, shogelo, chati litra. Reveal litra, shogelo, reveal litra. They had all of these measures. They had litras, half litras, and quarter of litras. My kamash, well, what's the chiddush? Obviously, that's what you're supposed to use. The miskaninan miskali ad hachi. You don't make smaller than quarters of litras. Because then that can lead to people, you can't be so exact, you can lead to people ripping people off and not being honest. So that's why you can't have less than quarter of litras. Tana Rabbanan, hey, mevakti menu shlosha rivei litra. What if somebody bought three quarters of a litra? So what do you do? What do you do? There is no three-quarter measurement. There is whole and half and quarters. Lo yomar lo shkoli shlosha rivei litra achas achas. You don't weigh three using the quarter measurement, one after another. Why? Because each time, if you remember, you have to lean it. So if you lean it each time, the cone is going to get more than he's supposed to get. So that's why you can't do one after another, three quarter litras. Ella shoka litra umeniach revia litra im habasar. You take a whole litra, and then you take the meat, and you put the weight next to the meat. Right? So that's why you're only going to lean it once, and it's going to be balanced out. That's how work it out. Good. Tana Rabbanan, and also the assumption is that you can't put three litra on the scale at the same time. Right, that also would be an option, seems to me. But no, you put the meat with one litra, and that would be what's done. Tana Rabbanan, hey, mevakash yimenu eser litrin. Somebody wants 10. Lo yomar lo shkoli achas achas v'chriya. Right, don't say that, okay, give me one by one and lean it each time, right? Because that would not be fair. As we said, because every time I tilt it, which was the minog, as it's quoted in the Mishnah, so that would give some extra to the kone, and therefore you can't do that each time. That would be too much to the kone. So that's why you only do it once. Tana Rabbana, now we're going to get into the different parts of the scale. There were two types of scales. There was a scale that the Rashbam explains here. Sometimes they were hung from the ceiling. Sometimes they stood up from the floor. There was this scale, the two sides, as we picture an old-fashioned scale, with two bowls on each side. You have the bar that holds the strings that hold the scales up. You have the bar that the strings were connected to. And you have like the bolt in the middle that held the bar, which held the strings, which held the scales. Sounds like Chag Gadya. Tana Rabbanan, Nefesh Moznayim Tulya Bavir Gimel Tvachim. So again, the Gemara gives advice about how much space there has to be from the bolt to the ceiling or to the bottom, because you want to be able to leave room for people to raise it, people to pick it up. Again, just for honesty purposes. So Tana Rabbanan, the Nefesh, which the official name of the Nefesh is the fulcrum, right? It means that middle bolt that holds everything together. Moznayim, Tluya Bavir Gimel Tvachim, Ugvoim and Arshlosha Tvachim. It's got to be at least three Tvachim away from the roof, because if you weigh one side down, the other side is going to go up, and if it hits the ceiling before it can go all the way up, so then it's not going to be fair. Right? So you have to have at least three Tvachim above and below. The Kane Umisna Shalah, and the beam and the strings that hold the area, the length, I should say, the length of all of that put together, the strings and the beam, shalosh shnei masar tvachim, should be at least a total length of 12 tvachim. V'shel tzamarim, v'shel zagagin, and what, those that measure wool or glass, that could be a little smaller. Tuliyah, but it's not as heavy. Tuliyah bavir shnei tvachim, ugvo minar shnei tvachim, two and two. V'kanu misa shalah, test tvachim, that just needs nine. V'shel chenvani, v'shel balabayis, tuliyah bavir tefach, ugvo minar tefach. They deal with even smaller measures. V'kano mitzvah shalah, shisha tvachim. V'shel tertini, that of a smith, tliya bavir shalosh etzbaos, v'gavah minar shalosh etzbaos. They deal with very fine, small, maybe gold and other diamonds, very small, so you don't need so much space to go up and down. So that's why all you need is three etzbaos space above and below. V'kano mitzvah shalah in yodea. I'm not sure about the kana and the mitzvah shalah. I'm not sure. Ella, we'll get back to that. Vela ha, no, let's just finish reading and then we'll talk about that line. Vela hakta kamaisa demai. If the last line is talking about the tertini, the smith that deals with special, items that are small, right, the Rashbam quotes, kesef and zahav. So what, materials were being dealt with earlier? Hakta kamaisa demai. Amra papa, digrumi, Rashbam says, sarfe nechoshes u barzel. Right, smiths of larger types of metals, and that's why it is has different measurements. When the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Mechira, when he deals with the Eini Yodea line, so the Rambam says here in Perachet, actually in Hilchas Geneva, I'm sorry, in Hilchas Geneva, in Perachet, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, whatever you want. It says Eini Yodea, but the Rambam translates that to mean, Va'orech HaPeles, Va'orech HaShal Shalo, Shalo, Kefi Mashehu Rotze. Whatever he wants. Because he has to be honest. But Lafisha Basham Bibraisa Bishozova Kazal Kosa Mosa Shall any Odea Lafika Kosov Ginarav. The Rambam wrote whatever you want, because the Gemara said, I'm not sure. So that's why the Rambam says gives you flexibility. Period. Amr Abimani Barpatish, Kiderek Sha Amrula Inyin Isurin, Kach Amrula Inyin Tumasan. What does that mean? Just like we said regarding Isurin, you cannot use the Kli unless you have this space, 3 tvachim, 2 tvachim, whatever it is, so too regarding Tumah. What does that mean? Rashbam says, if it's smaller than this, right, you have less amount, then you're usher to use that. You're not allowed to use those Kalim because you're going to rip people off. If you're usher to use it, then it loses its shame Kli. If it loses its shame Kli, it's not going to be Makabal Tumah. That's how the Rashbam reads the Gemara. Kach amru linyu tumasan, third line. De ein mekablin tuma im ein asuyin kach. De lo chashivi kli, kiva de asur lishko bahen. If you can't use them, so then it loses the status of kli, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. The other Rishonim say, whoa, that is a huge chiddush. What, all isure hana'a cannot become tameh? If a kli is asur ba'ana'a, it can't become tameh. That's a huge chiddush to say that that's the context, that's what the Gemara means. Just regarding Isser, so to regarding Tumah, it loses its shame. Kli, says the Tosfos on top, says the Tosfos Rid even more expansively. No, it doesn't mean whether it's, of course it's Tumah, even if it's also to use it, it's a Kli. What it means is that these items, if they're made as was just described, they're considered Yados to those Kalim. Right, we know the Mesechas Machshir and Mesechas Yadayim. Yados means like an extension of the Kli, and therefore the rules apply. If this string becomes Tameh, the whole Kli becomes Tameh, and is Nigrari after the string. It's considered part of the Kli regarding Hilchus Tumah V'Tahara. That's what the Gemara means. Doesn't mean that the Kli loses its shame Kli. As with the Rashbam, again, is quoted by the Tosfos Rid, and Tosfos also says it, but this is a little more expansive. Ve'eno nirali, shakapos shem asuyis l'kabala, benkach uvenkach, makabos tumahim, v'lo nomar sha'or shir zel inyin tumah el inyin yados. Right, only regarding yados, not regarding the whole Tumah V'Tahara itself. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we'll continue. So the Gemara says, "My kamash malantanina." What's the chiddush of Rav Mani Bar Patish? Don't we know it already? Chud mozayim. The Mishnah says it in Kalim. Chud mozayim shulchan, but even shalvala batim tefach. So you know it. How long it has to be? So the Gemara says that's only the last line. Kanu misa shalitzri chalei delotzan. There it only says how long the string, but the whole length is not said. That's what we need the Mishnah for. Period. Tan Rabbanan, he also mishkolos, lo shel be'eitz, v'lo shel aver, v'lo shel gisteron, v'lo shel sharmani marches. I shouldn't even make the weights with these items, wood or lead or gisteron or other metals. Why? Machlokas Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam says, because these get rubbed out over time, so they will become smaller. Tosfos, the name of Rabbeinu Tam? No. These, a lot will stick to these metals, and therefore it'll become thicker. So either way, it will be dishonest, and therefore you can't use these types of metals in order to make the mishkolos. Aval osahu shal tsunma v'shal tzchuches. You can use stone, you can use glass. Those are fine. Tan Rabbanan in osin hamachak shel dala'as. The kli that you use to flatten off, to level what you are leveling, you can't use the machak of a dala'as, of a gourd. Mibreishu hukal, it's very light, and therefore it won't level properly. It'll be pushed up a little bit. V'lo shal matechas, and not metal, b'neishu machbar, because it's too heavy. Aval oseu shal zayis, v'shal egel, shal shikma, v'shal eshkaroa. Okay, different types of materials that are nice, not too hard, not too soft, and there'll be a nice level across. Tan Rabbanan, enos es machak, tzido echad av, tzido echad katzar. You also can't make one side thicker, because, again, that won't level off properly. It will trick. V'lo yimchok b'bas achas. And also, you shouldn't do it very quickly. One fell swoop. You shouldn't level off. Shamochi b'bas achas, ra l'mocher v'yofel l'lokeach. Because if I do it very quickly, it's bad for the mocher, because it will go further down and make it too deep of a level. And that's why the mocher is going to lose. Also, I shouldn't do it very, very slowly. Right? Because then it'll be the opposite. If I do it too slowly, then it won't take off enough. And regarding all of these halachas, this is a famous, or we'll make it famous now, a line of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai when he says that you have all of these things to worry about, your exact measures and what you have to use and what you're not allowed to use. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Oyliyim Omer, Oyliyim Lo Omer. Right? Woe is to me if I give shir about all these halachas, and woe is to me if I don't give shir about all these halachas. What does that mean? Im Omer, if I give shir about all of this, Shema Yomadur Ramon. All of a sudden the Ramon, I'm going to hear, oh, that's good. Oh, I'm going to make one side thicker. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, don't make it thicker. Oh, great idea. Thank you so much. So he says, I shouldn't even say these things in Shir, because people out there, the Ramon, are going to hear about this and they're going to use it to their benefit. But v'im lo omer, but I can't not say anything. Shema yomur ha-Ramon ein tamid ha-chachamim b'kin b'maisi adenu. Because then the Ramon will think that, you know, that there's, the rabbis don't know what's going on here, and I could use this for tricks. So either way, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, oily if I say it, oily if I don't say it. The Anaf Yosef here, the Eitz Yosef says, maybe, why dafka Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Why is he the one that's so nervous about to say it, not to say it? So he, the Anav Yosef, relates it to the Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah Chavches, where the Gemara there says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai measured, no pun intended, every single thing that came out of his mouth. Right? Then he was very careful, to think about everything that he said. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Amar Lahem, says Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Olav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Miyamav, never said something that didn't need to be said. So that's why it's no wonder that he's the one that said, oi, woe is to me, should I say this, should I not say this? He never said a word of Sichas Chulin. Being the Gadol Ador, he was still the Gadol Ador, right? And still he didn't say a word of Sichas Chulin. That whole daf, Chav Chesam Alaf and Sukkah, is one of the greatest amudim and shas. I mean, every daf and shas is great, but that one is unique. But again, that's part of that is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai relating to this Gemara also. Viter says the Gemara, Ibai Lahu, Amro Lo, Amro Salamaisa, did he say it or did he not say it? So he had this worry. Did he give shir about this or not? So Amr Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak, Amr, he did say it. Omei Haikrai Amr, and why did he say it? Because he darshan the following pasuk, Ki Yisharim Darchei Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchubam, Uposhim Yikashlubam. Because he said the ways of Hashem are correct, meaning I'm going to go straight, I'm going to say what I have to say. And it's up to everybody else. The Tzadikim will follow along, and the Poshim Yikashlubam, and the Poshim will stumble in it, but that's not my problem. That pasuk was also made well known by the Noda Yehuda, at least in certain circles. Noda Yehuda has a tshuva where he discusses the concept of saying the L'shem Yichuds. L'shem Yichud Kut Shabrichu, that many have the custom of saying before various mitzvahs, and before Sefirah Sa'omer this time of year, is many have the minhag to say, some say not the first line, because that's Kabbalistic, maybe Hinni Mechavein, start with that. Some say it before Tefillin and Tzitzis, but either way, this became more common in the beginning of Chassidus. But anyway, the Rebbe Yehuda, who was known as being anti many of those menhagim, has a tshuva where one of his talmidim asked him, Rebbe, what's the proper nusach? Tehinini muchan mezuman, right? El shem yichud. And you didn't know who he was asking. He says, which nusach? Forget which nusach. Ask me if he's supposed to say it. There's something called the berachas mitzvah. That's what you're supposed to say before you do a mitzvah. And if there's no berachas mitzvah, just say, I'm doing this with Shem Hashem. You don't need all these Kabbalistic ideas, says another Behuda. Okay, that's his tshuva. But in the tshuva, he writes, and again, you don't catch it unless you know what the pasuk is. And he says, and about all of these things, let me just read the line, the al hador hayasom hazeh, ani omer, yisharim darchei Hashem, tzadikim yelchubam, vachasidim yikashlubam. Right, if you don't know the pasuk, you don't know that he's having a play on words here. He changed the word from uposhim yikashlubam to vachasidim yikashlubam. So in some of the editions of the Noda Yehuda, my edition has vachasidim, they say that he changed it back. And if you have to uposhim yikashlubam, then you don't know what the pasuk is talking about. Right, if you don't have the play on words that the Noda Yehuda did. But either way, that this pasuk that's quoted here, Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I'm going to do what I'm doing, and whoever doesn't follow properly, that's their problem. Tana Rabbana and Vayter. Lo sasu avel bamishpat. Bamida bamishkola bamsura. What does that mean? You're not allowed to act inappropriately in all of these measurements. Bamida zumididas karka. That's referring to measuring out land in a transaction. Shol yimdod la lechad b'imos achama, lechad b'imos akshamim. You can't measure in the winter season or in the summer season, right? Because the measurements come out differently. The ropes are expand and contract. The ground is different. So yeah, if you measure, you got to do it the same time of year. Ba mishkal shlo yamtin mishkalos b'melach. You can't keep your mishkalos in salt. That's going to make them not have a proper measurement. The poskim talk about that these isurim are not only the isur to use them, but if we're dying in the language of the Torah, it's an isur to have them in my house. Shelo yatmin, right? That not even just using them. And the Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Reish Nun Ches and the others. We don't have time to go through with it now. But based on the Rishonim, that the Isser is to have it in the house. Bimisora shalo yartiach. I'm not allowed to pour somebody a certain type of beverage which has foam, and I'll count the foam as part of the liquid, because eventually we know what happens to foam. Right, it's going to go down. Right, so I'm going to count it as part of the liquid, but it's not fair and it's not honest. Right, which sounds like, and the Torah says here in Reish Peches, Reish Lamed Aleph, even Pachas Mishav Pruta. Right, this Isser applies. This is separate from the Isser of Gezel. The Minchas Chinuch wonders about this there, but it sounds like that even just the Isser of having it in your house. So it's not a monetary issue. It's a midos issue. The Kal V'Chomer. And it's a Kal V'Chomer we can learn from this. Uma Misura Shi Echad Mishloshim V'Shisha Balug. If the foam, it's a such a tiny amount that you're causing a loss. 1/36 of a look. Hikpida Alav Torah Kal V'Chomer Lahin V'Chatzi Hin L'Shlishas Ahin R'Vias Ahin V'Log V'Chatzi Log R'Vias V'Chatzi Tumen V'Ochla. All of these larger measurements, for sure, one has to make sure that one is careful about. If even a tiny amount, I have to make sure that my weights and measures are proper. So too, even more. Maybe let's just do the next piece, and then we'll again tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up after Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Asur La'adam Shi'ishem Midah Chaseira O Yaseira B'toch Beiso. As we just said, is Asur to even have it in the house? Even have it Yishem B'toch Beiso V'Yafilu Hi Avit Shel Meimei Raglaim. And even if I'm using it for something disgusting, I want to do tshuvas. I'm going to take my inappropriate weights and measure that I used to use for the scale. I'm going to use it for the bathroom, right? No, even have it in the house. Amar Papa lo amar el ba'aser de lo chasimi. This only applies by a place where there's no stamp of the government needed for the weights and the measures of ba'aser the chasimi. But if you need a stamp, ilo chazi chasimi lo shakel. There's no problem because nobody's ever going to use it because it's not stamped. Uba'aser de lo chasimi nami lo amar el de lo mahandisi. And this is only if there aren't any spot checks done by the government. Of a mahandisi, less lunba. But if there are spot checks, maybe there's no iser, and the Gemara ends up by saying belohi. No, even so, you shouldn't have it. Zimnin de mikri, ben ashmashos de mikri vishakal. Maybe it'd be Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon, there aren't going to be any spot checks here. You're in a rush, you need to use it quickly, and you might come to use it. So even in that circumstance, one shouldn't have it. But again, the iser is, this could be in the list of siyag d'oraisa. Right, we mentioned often, not recently, that certain times, Rav Yosef Engel lists off 20 of these, that usually we have Isurei D'Rabbanan, that are Siyagim for Isurei D'Oraisa. But once in a while, we also have Isurei D'Oraisa, that are Siyagim for other Isurei D'Oraisa. The Ran on the first page of Psachim, right? Ba'yir Abaye Matzeh is an Isurei D'Oraisa, because so you don't come to eat or get hanah from chametz. The Kesef Mishnah says, right, the Isser of cooking Basar B'Chalav is that I don't come to eat Basar B'Chalav. Certain Isserim of Yichud and Negiya, according to the Rambam, which Negiya is Daraisa also, Derachiva, is that you don't come to worse. So this might also be in that category that I'm not allowed to even have these in my house, Daraisa, because I might come to use them. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue. B'ez Hashem, we have tomorrow again, we'll be put up from the last cycle, we'll pick up next time.